from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Good Wednesday afternoon. Welcome into Grant and Danny. It is July 24th, 2024. And we are taking you all the way up to 6:15 tonight and Nationals baseball right here on 106.7 The Fan. As a reminder, we've got an opportunity for you to win a pair of tickets to see Creed at Jiffy Lube Live with Three Doors Down and Finger 11. The show is this Friday. Danny, what's up?
Today feels a little different, doesn't it? This wasn't tomorrow there's going to be this thing. It's not next week, a month from now, and in a few weeks they do this. They practice football this morning, my friend. The local Washington 53, whose name should change immediately. It should be a priority of the ownership group and everyone in charge. But they got together. They put the pads on. Actually, I don't know if they were in pads or not. But they got together, put their same practice jerseys on, and they ran through the motions of a football practice. It has begun. It has begun.
Yeah, they were football. Certainly not in pads. It's going to be a few days before we get the padded practices.
Football.
But football was being played, and they were slinging the pigskin around. Jaden Daniels was sharp, it sounds like. Showed off some accuracy in his first practice of the summer. Couple of news and notes we should start the show with. First, right here at Commanders training camp, can we put our hands together for big Johnny Newton?
Johnny Newton, everybody.
He is off of the NFI list before the camp even began. This morning, Schefter, about an hour and a half before practice, tweeted out that the team was taking Newton off of NFI.
Remember, great news.
He had a surgery after the draft. Then he had another surgery on the other foot more recently, and the team, because of that, had to put him on the non-football injury list. And they were hoping, when they put him on that list, they said, no, it won't damage too much of his opportunity to get ready for the start of the season. But we had no idea. We're thinking, is he going to be on PUP in year? Is he going to miss a few games? Is it going to be midseason before he gets up to speed? We just didn't know. This is the opposite of Josh Doctson mm-hmm. or Curtis Samuel or some of these lingering situations, at least for now. We'll see what happens if he can stay healthy. But off of NFI, running around with the team, and he is going to have a full training camp. Presumably a full preseason, and now we can change the sight lines a little bit on what to expect
absolutely.
In his rookie year as well.
Yeah, I have updated my file. I mean, this was one of those where it sounded more ominous, and everybody always, for whatever reason, takes the team or a spokesperson or whatever at face value and seems stunned when Chase Young doesn't play until week 14. Seems stunned when Curtis Samuel is, ultimately, not shut down and never the same, or Josh Doctson didn't play and they couldn't figure out what was wrong. We seem surprised by that. I'm kind of going, you can call me Chicken Little if you want to, but when I hear these sorts of things, I'm going, this isn't just he'll just hop back up when he's ready, or he's just, getting a foam roller on his foot, or he's getting a little massage and he'll be fine. This is significant that he's coming back from this, and he has. Good for him, because I guarantee that rehab was a pain in the butt. I guarantee that wasn't that much fun. Playing football's fun. Doing those sort of, I'm going to stretch my big toe back for 4 seconds and then contract it. That stuff's miserable to deal with the foot injuries. So good for him for coming back, but it's great news for them. And changes, frankly, to me, his sightline for this year, which you just said. I'm giddy about that news. That's awesome.
Along those lines, it almost never happens this way. Specifically here for the Commanders, but just generally speaking, when you're given a timeline with a young guy, when you know they're going to basically put some barriers in front of him and be extra careful and essentially just, treat him with kid gloves, you never come back at the very beginning of the timeline. That's just not how it works. But it finally happened. And it is. It's refreshing. It's rewarding. It's, I think, indicative of the player and the kid. It tells you how hard he rehabbed, how much this date meant to him to be ready for training camp. So I'm really excited and fired up. I keep saying this. I mean, I went back, and I don't pretend to be a scout, but I watched everything I could find on all these players in the weeks after the draft. And other than Jaden Daniels at his best, there's nothing like Johnny Newton that you'll see from this draft class in terms of taking over games, making plays that just not that many guys in the league can make. It's the reason he was the 36th pick in the draft, and most people didn't think he'd be there at 36. In fact, if he was fully healthy, he probably wouldn't have been. But we talk so much about this 9-player draft class. They drafted 3 guys in the top 50, 4 in the top 53, 5 in the top 67, 6 players in the top 100. Danny, Johnny Newton being really good is going to be a significant part of whether this class ends up being one that looks really good on Adam Peters' resume as his first draft class or not. So to have him be able to practice in full throughout camp, and if they want him to play in some preseason games to do that, and to not be chasing his tail just trying to get back up to speed, missing out on the development and the coaching that happens right now, I just think it's a really, really big deal.
It 100% is. I mean, again, it's easy to have a career arc like Fedarian Mathis, right, who is a second-round pick with some promise. I don't think as much ceiling as Newton does, but still was pretty well thought of. Like, oh, hey, nice, fine, good for them. Maybe a little bit overdrafted, but that'll come in handy. Injuries early on sort of derail any opportunity he ever had, and now he's probably in a struggle just to make the team. I would say we start doing some of the numbers and guys that they've brought in and other people that have far more pelts on the wall over a handful of seasons. So you're right. I mean, and that's what that was honestly my biggest concern here was – this starts off with so much promise. We can't pass on this guy, the talent, talent, the talent. Well, all of a sudden, you're derailed. Injury-wise, you never really come back, and you're not really the same, so you lose a year, and you know, kind of everyone else is either sprinting past you while you're doing your foot rehab in the pool, jogging in place, wearing a weight belt or whatever. Now that the fact that he's able to go, and again, you know, God forbid there's something, a setback happens or otherwise, but from these two foot surgeries, to be able to go here, first day of training camp, 100%, no restrictions, that is awesome news, both for him and for what you mentioned for this draft class.
I just got some love, it looks like, in the YouTube chat where you can stream our show every single day. I'm wearing my LSU Tigers gear today. Little homage to Jaden Daniels, day one of the era. Go Tigers. Also, Dylan Cruz is on a heater, hitting about 300 over his last 10 or so games at AAA. The Nationals, the Commanders, both had number 2 picks.
Mm-hmm.
They both went with stars from LSU. Now, the Wizards didn't get that memo. They took Alex Saar, who did not go to LSU. With their number 2 overall pick. Although, I'm not sure that you wanted to take anybody from LSU's basketball team at number 2.
Not this year, no.
Might have been a little bit of a reach. But, yeah, it has begun. Jaden Daniels is on the field. So far, so good on everything out of training camp. It was a healthy first day, which is the biggest deal. I want to go outside of DC for a second. Brandon Ayuk did not practice today for the San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan's been asked about Brandon Ayuk. He has said that he's got a really good relationship with him. He thinks that's going to pay dividends as they try to sort this all out moving forward. That's great. As of now, though, this is a hold-in. He is reported. He's at the facility. You have to report at this point. People act like you can still not show up. Not if you want to pay a lot of money. That's the only way, really, to hold out at this point is to just give the team back millions of dollars. If that's worth it to you, good luck.
You call that the Le'Veon Bell plan.
But the workaround, and I think now it gets to a point where you're kind of fighting with the team and haggling over whether or not you can be fined and how much you'll have to pay, is the hold-in, where you show up, you go through all of the non-practice field endeavors, but you don't actually practice. And that is what Brandon Ayuk is doing. You're seeing this in other places with guys like Jordan Love that want contracts. So Ayuk, squeaky wheel, man. He is trying to get the oil. He really wants San Francisco to trade him. And a lot of people thought now that the season starts, they didn't trade him, he's going to just fall in line and he'll start to prepare for the year and get himself ready to have a monster season. Not yet. He is still agitating. He has decided he will not be practicing. We're going to wait to see what he says today, but there's some reporting that maybe he's going to come out and say, I'm not going to practice without a new deal. That could mean he just doesn't practice leading up to the start of the season. But I wonder if Adam Peters and the Commanders kind of have one eye on what's going on in San Francisco, because we know they were one of four or five teams that were actually talking with the Niners at one point about Ayuk.
Yeah, everybody should be looking. I mean, again, San Francisco still holds all the cards here. You know, it's obviously to their detriment to not have the guy practice before the season starts, but still, they're very much in control, just the way the CBA is written and otherwise. Whether you think that's fair or not, you know, you can take that up with the NFLPA and then the NFL at large. But they're still very much, as I said, in control of this process. And there's very little a player in Ayuk's position can do. This is it. He's exercising his last option. He went to the nth degree in terms of the not real agitators. And what I mean is, this is kind of your last best card. Previously, it's a lot of TikTok and a lot of Instagram and a lot of social media and a lot of, you know, purposely posted video chats or Zooms or otherwise with his buddies, letting everyone know, like, here's the thing that I want that I'm not getting, and I'd still very much like it. Try to put some public pressure on the Niners, which they're adults. They're not going to fall for that or be, you know, foiled by that. They're not going to treat it as too much of a headache for a guy that I think is going to have 1,300 yards and 8 or 9 touchdowns for him this year. But this is kind of his only bit of leverage. Now it's a game of chicken. And San Francisco has done these late deals a couple different times over, so they've done this before. But, you know, for Ayuk, this is probably his one chance to get that massive payday. And it's not in San Francisco's best interest right now, the second, to do it. It's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, I just don't think he gets traded. I still feel the way I've felt for weeks about this. You can throw whatever fit you want to, buddy. You can stomp your feet, and you can lay on the kitchen floor, and you can pout, and you can tell me you're not going to your room. But when I'm ready to, when I'm good and ready, I'm going to pick you up, I'm going to throw you over my shoulder, I'm going to take you upstairs and lay you down in your bed, and I'm going to close the door behind me. It's happening. You're playing for me. And the reason is, Danny, I got to win a Super Bowl this
yep.
year. I am built to win a title. I lost in the Super Bowl last year and the 2 years before that in the NFC Championship game. 2 seasons before that, I lost in the Super Bowl. So you go back to 2019, over a 5-year span, they have been in 4 NFC Championship games, winning 2 of them, and they have lost both of their Super Bowl appearances. They don't have the luxury of just extending the window and let's be good for as long as possible. Let's not prioritize this season. Let's just make sure we get more bites at the apple in the years ahead. Uh-uh. If you're a GM and John Lynch, when you're just good every single year, but you can't break through and elevate, all of a sudden, you get viewed differently. The fact that you have a team that's really good isn't really what's said about you anymore. It's that you can't win the big one, that you're not the kind of guy that can win a championship. Kyle Shanahan, as a head coach, I think unfairly, is dealing with that at this point as
well. That's
right. Where forget that you're the best schemer, the best play designer. Forget that every player that plays for you says you're the smartest person they've ever been around. Forget that everywhere you go, the team goes to the Super Bowl or as the number one offense before they fire you. He's been a head coach who's been close with no cigar. And because of that, you are around long enough to basically become the villain. They need to win. They have to get over the hump. They have to kick the door down. It's going to be a lot harder to do that without Brandon Ayuk. Now, if somebody wants to call you up and offer you a first rounder next year and a second rounder the year after that, it might be really hard to turn that down when that guy's probably walking after this season. But barring some kind of crazy deal that doesn't really make sense from a suitor that then has to turn around and pay him almost $30 million, it is nearly impossible to come up with a scenario where they're better off trading him in a must-win Super Bowl or bust kind of season, which is what they are right now.
Yeah, the only chance I could say, and I rubber stamp everything you said, the only chance I could see it a trade is if they go, I know Ricky Pearsall right now is on the NFI list. That's their own rookie who's pretty dynamic, who's, you know, got a lot of promise. That's more of a future role, who's on NFI, our version here. Johnny Newton just got off today, was able to practice. But if he's good to go and he's better than everybody thought, and they're like, we can't mess up the chemistry. And this is a moonshot here. I don't think this is realistic, but this is the only way I could see it, is if they're going, this is too much for us to deal with. We got a great thing going. If he's absent for 7-8 weeks, we're still going to go 6-2 because we got every ingredient you'd want, and this kid's ready to take on a big role, and we like our group. We don't need this headache. Let's move on and get a first rounder for it while we still can. I don't think that's likely. What's 99 times out of 100 likely is, you do what you want, buddy. As many tantrums you want, you get it out. I hear you. You're very upset. I'll see you at practice when it comes time. We got a Super Bowl to win.
And they may even feel, honestly, with him, like practice and the preseason and all that stuff, it'd be nice to have him out there. We got the same quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Got the same offense. I didn't add a whole lot. There's a couple new plays. Got the same offensive line for the most part, anchored by Trent Williams. You're still running routes with Kittle on your left and Deebo Samuel behind you, you know, deeper running down the field. There's not a whole lot he's got to figure out, so they might say, we'll see you on September 9th
yeah.
when we play the New York Football Jets at home on a nationally televised game, when we're going to target you 9 times and you're going to go, you know, 6 for 87 with a touchdown or whatever. That's when we'll see you. So have fun. Get your clicks. Do your engagement farming, all your social media stuff. See what kind of stills you can get from your buddies around the league to post some practice images. Enjoy yourself. We'll see you in week 1. Speaking of practice and training camp here in D.C., how does your excitement level for training camp compare to the past? If you look back at last year in 2023, when there was new ownership, when we found out in the days leading up to camp that they had put the bleachers along the field for people to use for the first time ever, Sam Howell, who had had the one really productive game against the Cowboys in his only game he'd ever played, was going to be the starter. You knew the O-line didn't look great on paper, but after an offseason where they kind of didn't do a whole lot, there was a new young quarterback to go see at camp, not unlike there is now, although this one, the number 2 overall pick, a whole lot more electric and exciting and higher upside. But how does your excitement for camp this year compare to that? Or 2022 when they traded for Carson Wentz? Or 2021 coming off of a division title when they had Ryan Fitzpatrick ready to take over under center? Or maybe year 1 of Rivera. That might be the best comp, honestly. Going back to 2020, when it was a new coaching staff. Now, that was the pandemic year where there was no access. You weren't going to camp, so maybe that really sapped it. But that was going to be the first time that Dwayne Haskins was given a chance as a starter, as a first-round pick. I want to get into that next. We can open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines on that at 800-636-1067. Do you find yourself more, less, or equally as excited for football in 2024 and for the start of camp as you did in years past? You're listening to The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Grant and Danny on The Fan, what is your level of excitement for Commanders training camp and the start of a new season compared to years past? Phone lines are wide open at 800-636-1067. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson and at Funny Danny. And I'm going to just candidly say we're partially asking this just because it's a neat opportunity on day 1 to take the temperature and to gauge the fan base. But I think also a lot of this is our perception behind the scenes, which is that typically right about now, at the start of camp for you and I, the amount of feedback and interest and engagement and questions and seeming excitement exceeds what we are feeling right now. And I'm somewhere between surprised and bummed about it because you just drafted a Heisman Trophy winner, number two overall.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that people aren't going to be lining the practice field chanting for Jaden Daniels like they did for RG3 for a lot of reasons, mostly because training camp practice was closed today and nobody was allowed there. That was never the case for day one of training camp ever here until this year, as far as I'm concerned. But that's a mistake, and they botched that, and we'll separate that for a moment. But the other reasons are the fan base is probably smaller than it's ever been. The fan base is reeling still from the name change, from the lack of success, from all of these things. I just thought this year would be a lot different, and it would feel like a rebirth and a renaissance opportunity. Because it's the first real year for this ownership group, it is the first year with a new legitimate football structure led by a terrific general manager in his first year. You've got a new head coach who excites people and people like, and you didn't just draft a quarterback. You don't just have a new quarterback. You drafted the Heisman Trophy winner who might have had the best season in the history of the SEC. 50 combined touchdowns and 4 interceptions. So I would go as far as to say there's nothing more you can do in one offseason as an NFL team to invigorate your base and create excitement going into the season than they did. Maybe they could have signed a few more like superstar Hall of Fame type players, but that doesn't always equal wins. It just might have resonated or generated a little more buzz and
interest. Little offseason champs
vibe. But Danny, what else can I do? I've got an owner who's replaced the guy you all hated. I've got a general manager that teams all over the league have wanted to work for them for years who could be the next star in his position. I've got a head coach who's one of the most popular, well-liked coaches in football that fans were excited about the hiring of mostly. I've got the quarterback who is the coolest kid in every room he's in. He is the velvet rope lifted up for this VIP QB of this draft cycle. And it still seems like we're pulling teeth trying to get anybody to tell us that they're fired up.
100%. From a football perspective, there's nothing else that could have been done reasonably. Now, again, I've argued that they needed to upgrade left tackle or change out a receiver or something like that. But, again, from a football perspective, you just touched on it. Owner, general manager, head coach, quarterback. There are no other levers that get people excited and fired up to come see something.
On the defensive side of the ball, an all-decade team, first-ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best linebackers of his era, and maybe when it's all said and done all time, was also signed to be the captain of your defense in Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, ho-hum.
I would just throw that onto the pile. Not that it's equal to those other roles because they're the most important roles in sports, but for the, it would have been cool to sign some bigger names. That would have been more exciting. Bobby Wagner has been one of the best players in the league for a decade.
It's a pretty darn good name. But so from a football perspective, again, reasonably, and we've been burned so many times before where it's the, you know, Bruce Smith, Deion Sanders, Mark Carrier, or the Lavernius Coles and the restricted free agent trades and all the, we've done this offseason champions thing before. They need something fresh and new, so Valentine's Day we trade for Donovan McNabb or whatever. We've done that before. But from a football perspective, these are reasonable, thoughtful, smart decisions that give you a long-term, honest-to-God chance to be good. Not a joke, but good. They don't have any other levers to pull from a football perspective. So in that regard, it's hard to imagine, not hard to imagine exactly, what's the phrase I'm looking for? It's hard to quantify and scale here where you're going, oh my God, look at all these different things. And the excitement can't reach it. It's up high on a super high cliff, and I'm down here with a 6-foot ladder looking around. How do I get up there? It feels like there's not a ton of buzz. Now, there's a group of people that are in. There's more than there have been in terms of season tickets. I'm going to games. We're getting tweets. I'm at Funny Dandy, Grant's at Grant H. Paulson. We're, anecdotally, people are telling us that, hey, they're more excited. They're in, they're in, they're in. It just doesn't feel like there's a buzz that goes with this level of kind of change and what's new. And I'm wondering, on it's twofold. I think people are kind of realistic for the first time, maybe in a long time, that this is not the 12-5 year. This is not the we're going to kick everyone's butt this year.
Yes,
there's a lot to go.
Even if you didn't think that, you would be calling in. You'd be tweeting.
But I am. I mean, I'm in. Yeah.
You'd be excited. And there's just less of that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, this it's not July 7th anymore.
Right.
Camp started.
Mm-hmm.
It's football season. This week has always been on our little calendar Like, okay, things are about
we made it. Yeah.
Ramp up. People are going to care again. People are going to be excited. And it just, we have not felt that in the metrics that we use, I would say, myself. And I wonder why that is. Here's what I'll come back to. You brushed past this, but I actually think there's something maybe to this. I wonder if we wasted the good surprise already on other people. To quote Big Daddy, if you remember.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
We wasted the good surprise. What I mean by that is, Boy Who Cried Wolf style, I gave you what I got. Now it's wait and see mode. When you hired Joe Gibbs to come back, I was back in. When you hired Mike Shanahan and he showed up with his two Super Bowl rings at the press conference, I was back in. When you got the hotshot 46-year-old play caller that everybody wanted in Jay Gruden, I thought that was interesting. When you went and got Robert Griffin, I've done the number 2 overall pick Heisman Trophy winner that everybody wanted, who was the cool kid in the club who was on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno beatboxing thing before. I chanted his name. I was at practice. You're asking me to now do it again. I wonder if there is something to they've used all, not this group, unfortunately. This ownership group is just picking up the pieces now of the wreckage after Glenn Powell just drove off in twisters and everything's strewn all over the highway. But I wonder if fans feel like they've used all their I'm going to get excited again cards. They don't have any left. They're tapped out. They're on empty. There's not enough money left in my fan bank to take out another withdrawal so that I can hand you another let's get excited for the season. And maybe fans just feel that way. Like they wasted all of their I'm back, baby. The Commanders are going to roll. With all the other things that were prologue and it didn't work out.
Yeah, this one's different.
And they're like, show me. Prove it to me. Not Jaden Daniels' fault that Robert Griffin happened or Dwayne Haskins happened or Patrick Ramsey happened, right? Not Dan Quinn's fault that Ron Rivera happened or Jay Gruden happened or Jim Zorn happened. Certainly not Josh Harris's fault that Dan Snyder happened. And it's not Adam Peters' fault that nobody happened because there's never been a GM. So I can sit here till I'm blue in the face telling you guys, whether they win or not, this is different because they've never actually had this structure with this many qualified people running the football department. So this is the first time ever that they've got a shot. But maybe people are just going, you called and told me to show up 10 times. I came all 10 times. Nothing was happening and I had to drive home. And now you're calling me again. I don't have an 11th trip in me.
Totally. And I think that's a part of it. I also think, you know, some of that fatigue, right, where we were talking about this with the Capitals all the time. Like, you know, some 22-year-old on their roster had nothing to do with the Easter massacre, right? Where they lost in 7 million overtimes to Pat LaFontaine or any of the 3-1 series collapses to the Penguins or otherwise. And it's like, why is everyone so nervous? Dude, you don't know. But like, you feel that. It comes across, you know, it's sort of this both ways channel. And so it wasn't until they finally broke through in 2018 that everybody's kind of been able to breathe this sigh of relief. But for the football team, there has never been a promise that they've kept, it felt like. And again, that's not Josh Harris or Mark Ein or the rest of the ownership group. None of those guys did that.
They got to deal with that, but that's not their... They didn't create the problem. It's just their problem to deal
with. They've inherited it. I also wonder, and again, this is, you know, rhetorical. We've talked about this the million times over when it comes to the effect of name and name change and all this other kind of stuff. I wonder if people are just still not as in. Simply because there's the new stadium is now a decade away, according to whatever the latest data is, 7 years, 10 years. There's no plan or any kind of rebrand. I wonder if people are kind of like, I'm not that excited about any of it.
Well, that's irrefutable that people were lost when the name changed, when the logo changed. All that is not debatable. You got to be one of us that was here before and here now. You got to be one of the real ones. And I think if you are and you're impartial, you would acknowledge that. But that does not explain away the lack of energy that I'm feeling this week, to be honest. Because last year, and even in previous years, it was bigger than this. And that, to me, is so ridiculous based on all the changes that were made. I mean, let's hit the phones, 800-636-1067. But here we are. There's a couple people waiting to talk, and they're in Tennessee and Atlanta on the Odyssey app. Think about that.
Right.
Like, that would have been unfathomable 7 years ago. And that is a one anecdotal little thing, but my point is just, the evidence is, wherever you want to look, it's there. Is it TV ratings for this team, attendance? They're not only having 5 practices because they thought they were going to pack the joint 40 times. Now, I still think it was a bad decision to do it that way, but it is frustrating, I would say, especially when you got the quarterback, the GM. I don't know about the head coach. I love what Dan Quinn's doing in terms of bringing energy. I think he built a great staff. But in the most important areas, it's all new, it's all fresh, and you got a real shot.
Decade ago, I did 3 hours on should it be Pat White or Rex Grossman as the third string quarterback.
Yeah.
And the phones were packed to the gills.
Let's go to Alex in Atlanta on Grant and Danny. First one in from Georgia, as you'd expect, here on DC Radio. What's up, Alex?
Definitely expected to lead the charge today, no doubt.
Love it, dude.
Day one of training camp. They're fired up in the – what's your area code down there?
Yeah, catch the excitement.
I kept my Virginia. I'm a Virginia born and raised guy. I moved down here during COVID.
You see,
yeah, but
Kirk Cousins showed up in an old Hawks jersey. I'm sure that's what you wanted to talk about, right?
Exactly. I actually live near Kirk where he moved, and the excitement down here. There's a lot more criticism for him down here than I'm hearing. And that's a good thing about living away from the DC area is not having to hear all that. But I'm as pumped as anybody for this. I've been a Skins, Commanders, Washington Football Team fan since 1977, and I've seen a lot. I've gone through a lot of hopium, smoked a lot of hopium, and I'm still smoking it now. You know, I think that I really love the changes. Rome wasn't built in a day. It's going to take a long time for it to roll out, but I really think that for the first time there is an actual plan. There is, and they've executed on it from last year to now. Well, obviously my conversation might be different in week five if they're 0-5. I don't think that'll be the case, but I really think that, Peters has got a plan. He's going through, he's drafting the right people. It's not going to be a 1 year turnaround where they're going to be Super Bowl contenders.
Alex. Maybe you just hit on something.
I think that's huge.
So you, first of all, you gave me the word hopium, which I find hilarious.
In on that, yeah.
Well done. But that could be something. Maybe people are acknowledging correctly and understanding this is a process, and this is the first year of a 2 or 3 year build, which doesn't have to be that way in the NFL. If Jaden Daniels is excellent, they're going to win 9 or 10 games this year. And there is a chance that they're a wild card team. They get to the playoffs, CJ Stroud a year ago. And a Texans team that was in the bottom three in everybody's power rankings going into the year won a playoff game and was a tough out around after that. That is possible in this league. It's not in other leagues. But I do think that there might be something too. Fans are looking at this going, they're not going to win anything this year. Am I really going to get that excited? Am I going out to training camp? Well, they're not allowing you to today. But on a day where if you were lucky enough to be one of the few that got the tickets on just the 5 days that they're doing, am I going to buy a preseason ticket? Am I calling in right now? Maybe there's a lack of energy because it's the infancy of the build. Now, I am personally a guy that likes being on the ground floor. With the Nats, I'm going to start watching all the guys in Fredericksburg. I'm going to get locked in, and I'll be there the whole way. But I know not everybody's like that.
Yeah, I think that's a huge factor. That's what I started with in this kind of explanation here is I think there's a huge chunk that are going, it's not happening this year. Now, to me, the point is, it could happen. It's never going to happen with Carson Wentz or some other journeyman that you've been quote unquote let down by. This is the real structure. I don't think it's happening this year, but I think it finally could happen. So I'm as excited as I've been in a long time.
MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. Yeah, we should address this directly next. I am much more excited, if you can't tell, than I have been in a while because I think your GM, your head coach, certainly, since the last one at least, and your quarterback are the best you've had in a while. And those are three of the most important areas of a football operation. But what say you? More, equally, less excited than you've been? What's your perception of the interest in the team going into camp in town? We're Grant and Danny on The Fan. Early next hour, I want to get to the audio of Ron Rivera discussing that he would have drafted Jaden Daniels if he was still the head coach of the Commanders and some of the other things he said, including an excuse as to why they chose Chase Young number 2 rather than going with Justin Herbert, who he said they also liked. We'll get into that next hour right here on The Fan. But training camp's underway. We're trying to figure out if you're equally as excited as you've been in the past, more excited or less excited. Very simple for me. This is the most pumped I've been in a while. All I've ever wanted was a real GM and a real front office structure. And for the first time in my life, they have that. And of course, the idea of getting a QB number 2, the chance that Jaden Daniels could be a superstar certainly exists. Like everyone leading up to the draft and since, we've all got, I'm sure, some nerves, concerns, whatever. I mean, it's really hard to pick a great quarterback. Most of the time, even the guys drafted at the top of the board don't pan out. But it's very rare that you get to draft someone with the upside and potential that Daniels has. And if you want to have the audacity of hope, there is a chance you finally found a guy that could be the guy for a long time to come.
Over the last 30 years, the most excited I've ever been and or could be was the return of Joe Gibbs. Once that didn't work, quote unquote, you know, then my ceiling was lowered. Number two was Griffin in 2012. So I can never get to even that point again. But outside of those, this is number three. And this is real, genuine, honest to God excitement. Not necessarily for this year and the results, but having Jaden Daniels in a real structure, that's the whole point. Everything else they've done is pointless.
This is the best I've felt, certainly since McLuhan, Gruden, Cousins, Weapons, Garcon, Jackson, like that group, because they could score points.
Yeah.
You could score points in the NFL, you got a shot.
You got a chance to do something.
But maybe from a quarterbacking standpoint or just like long-term upside standpoint, because it was pretty clear throughout with Cousins that that wasn't going to end well. You got to go back to 12 before the injury to Griffin. Let's go to Shane in Tennessee on the Odyssey app. What's up, Shane?
Hey, Shane.
Commander Dan and Grant, hey, how can you not get excited? It's number one, it's what? Start of a new football season. So, of course, it's like that movie Major League. Like, we know we're going to be crappy, but it's a new team, and that's what we're excited about. We're excited about the new quarterback. We're excited about the new coach. Yeah, of course we're excited. And like you said, since for the last 20 years, we've not had a general manager. We've had a idiot run this organization and make choices that don't need to be made. But, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about this team going forward in the next – like everybody's saying, it's going to be at least a 3 to 4 year turnaround.
Thanks.
So you got to be – here's one thing that aggravates me about Commander Finch. We have to be patient. Like, you got to be patient. And for once, just let this man do his job and see what happens. And after 3 years, then we can say what kind of job he did. But right now, of course you're excited. It's football season. Go Balls, baby.
Thanks, buddy. Won't be long before college football as well for you.
Indeed.
There's Shane. Thanks for the call. I don't think you could just say, of course we're going to be bad, but hey, it's a new season. Over half of the roster is new. The entire coaching staff is new. The entire front office is new. In this league, there's a team every year that goes worst to first. So I don't think it's just a formality that this is a 6-win team or something. Is it more likely that they win 6 games than 10 games? Of course. But I wouldn't go as hard as to say, well, obviously it's not going to be an overly productive year. They're not going to be that good. I'm going to take the names out of the equation at quarterback, the most important position on the field. By year, in 2020, you had a second-year QB who the regime that was coaching him didn't choose and a lot of negative leaks about him already. In 2021, you had a journeyman 40-year-old that was brought in on a one-year deal. In 2022, you traded for a guy that was on his third team in 3 years that two other teams had said no thank you to. In 2023, you had a fifth-round pick who had played one game that you were rolling with in kind of a holdover offseason where it seemed like nobody wanted to spend any money. This year, you've got the Heisman Trophy winning number 2 overall pick that other clubs wanted to trade up for, we're finding out, via Hard Knocks. Let's go to Ryan in Arlington on Grant and Danny. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
So I want to split this up into two things. On the football side, I'm so excited, and it's not just because of the additions, which are the obvious reasons. It's the subtraction. I don't have to watch Ron Rivera cross his arms on the sideline anymore. I don't have to hear about Chase Young every day, which was what we did last year. I don't have to watch Jack Del Rio and Eric Bieniemy show a display of incompetence. So that's just reason for infinite excitement going into this year.
Seriously.
Storylines changing and a fresh coat of paint. That's actually really well said. Our training camp coverage on The Fan, by the way, is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Chris is in Hyattsville on Grant and Danny. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I think that the lack of enthusiasm is for a couple reasons. Number one, it's been really, really hot. It's incredibly hot all summer. And I just can't even think of football when the temperature is hard.
So let me workshop this with you. How hot and gross and disgusting we all feel is making it hard to actually be excited about anything.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I don't hate that, by the way, dude.
It's not the worst logic, but I mean, it's been hot before. Like, it's always pretty hot in July, and normally there used to be thousands of people standing in the heat for practice.
The other thing is, guys, I mean, I'm not going to get political, but we had an assassination attempt on a former president, and the current sitting president just dropped out of the reelection campaign. So I think people's attention is somewhat deviated right now.
So I haven't really thought about that through the context of what we do. I mean, other than certainly
because we're here
last week as we sit here, and I feel like there's probably not as many people as normal listening to us today, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, there is always something going on, and it has been a historical week, clearly. I still think that while every American cares about what has happened in the last week and we're all a part of this historical time, football's the thing that you're still going to check out, like, oh, what's going on at Commanders practice? I think you could kind of walk and chew gum on that, but maybe his point is you only have so many minutes for entertainment in the day, and maybe some of the people that would normally be throwing on their Commanders gear and screaming about training camp are busy finding out who the next VP candidate is on one of the two sides.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say we've you know, been football fans through election cycles before. Nothing like this. Obviously, this is pretty crazy and
never been
intense.
A week like this during my lifetime.
This is the longest week in human history. So there's probably something to that. Again, I don't think it's any one thing, though. I think there's a lot of factors. Just like we talk about with stadium attendance and people that don't go anymore and, you know, the fan base eroding, et cetera. I don't think there's any one moment. I think everyone's kind of had I think the answer is yes to all of it, right? Like, I'll wait and see if they're any good, or I'll wait, or I'm not really in, or I'm thinking about something else, or it's too hot. There's a million reasons.
Are you guys experiencing this in your own lives or no? In terms of, like, what we're perceiving as a little bit less energy than there should be. 800-636-1067. Also, you got to hear this Rivera audio. It'll make you a little bit upset, but I think it'll also make you laugh. It's pretty incredible. We've got it for you on The Fan. Early next hour, I want to get to the audio of Ron Rivera discussing that he would have drafted Jaden Daniels if he was still the head coach of the Commanders, and some of the other things he said, including an excuse as to why they chose Chase Young number two rather than going with Justin Herbert, who he said they also liked. We'll get into that next hour right here on The Fan. But training camp's underway. We're trying to figure out if you're equally as excited as you've been in the past, more excited or less excited. Very simple for me. This is the most pumped I've been in a while. All I've ever wanted was a real GM and a real front office structure, and for the first time in my life, they have that. And of course, the idea of getting a QB number two, the chance that Jaden Daniels could be a superstar certainly exists. Like everyone leading up to the draft and since, we've all got, I'm sure, some nerves, concerns, whatever. I mean, it's really hard to pick a great quarterback. Most of the time, even the guys drafted at the top of the board don't pan out. But it's very rare that you get to draft someone with the upside and potential that Daniels has. And if you want to have the audacity of hope, there is a chance you finally found a guy that could be the guy for a long time to come.
Over the last 30 years, the most excited I've ever been and or could be was the return of Joe Gibbs. Once that didn't work, quote unquote, you know, then my ceiling was lowered. Number two is Griffin in 2012. So I can never get to even that point again. But outside of those, this is number three. And this is real, genuine, honest-to-God excitement. Not necessarily for this year and the results, but having Jaden Daniels in a real structure, that's the whole point. Everything else they've done is pointless.
This is the best I've felt, certainly since McLuhan, Gruden, Cousins, Weapons, Garcon, Jackson, like that group, because they could score points.
Yeah.
You could score points in the NFL, you got a shot.
You got a chance to do something.
But maybe from a quarterbacking standpoint or just like long-term upside standpoint, because it was pretty clear throughout with Cousins that wasn't going to end well. You got to go back to 12 before the injury to Griffin. Let's go to Shane in Tennessee on the Odyssey app. What's up, Shane?
Hey, Shane.
Commander Dan and Grant, hey, how can you not get excited? It's number one, it's what? Start of a new football season. So, of course, it's like that movie Major League. Like, we know we're going to be crappy, but it's a new team, and that's what we're excited about. We're excited about the new quarterback. We're excited about the new coach. Yeah, of course we're excited. And like you said, since for the last 20 years, we've not had a general manager. We've had a idiot run this organization and make choices that don't need to be made. But, yeah, I'm excited about this team.
going forward in the next, like everybody's saying, it's going to be at least a 3 to 4 year turnaround.
Thanks.
So you got to be, here's one thing that aggravates me about Commander fans. We have to be patient. Like, you got to be patient. And for once, just let this man do his job and see what happens. And after 3 years, then we can say what kind of job he did. But right now, of course you're excited. It's football season. Go Balls, baby.
Thanks, buddy. Won't be long before college football as well for you.
Indeed.
There's Shane. Thanks for the call. I don't think you could just say, of course we're going to be bad, but hey, it's a new season. Over half of the roster is new. The entire coaching staff is new. The entire front office is new. In this league, there's a team every year that goes worst to first. So I don't think it's just a formality that this is a 6-win team or something. Is it more likely that they win 6 games than 10 games? Of course. But I wouldn't go as hard as to say, well, obviously it's not going to be an overly productive year. They're not going to be that good. I'm going to take the names out of the equation at quarterback, the most important position on the field. By year, in 2020, you had a second-year QB who the regime that was coaching him didn't choose, and a lot of negative leaks about him already. In 2021, you had a journeyman 40-year-old that was brought in on a one-year deal. In 2022, you traded for a guy that was on his third team in 3 years that two other teams had said no thank you to. In 2023, you had a fifth-round pick who had played one game that you were rolling with in kind of a holdover offseason where it seemed like nobody wanted to spend any money. This year, you've got the Heisman Trophy-winning number 2 overall pick that other clubs wanted to trade up for, we're finding out, via Hard Knocks. Let's go to Ryan in Arlington on Grant and Danny. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
So I want to split this up into two things. On the football side, I'm so excited, and it's not just because of the additions, which are the obvious reasons. It's the subtraction. I don't have to watch Ron Rivera cross his arms on the sideline anymore. I don't have to hear about Chase Young every day, which was what we did last year. I don't have to watch Jack Del Rio and Eric Bieniemy show a display of incompetence. So that's just reason for infinite excitement going into this year.
Seriously.
Storylines changing and a fresh coat of paint. That's actually really well said. Our training camp coverage on The Fan, by the way, is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Chris is in Hyattsville on Grant and Danny. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I think that the lack of enthusiasm is for a couple reasons. Number one, it's been really, really hot. It's incredibly hot all summer. And I just can't even think of football when the temperatures are this hot.
So let me workshop this with you. How hot and gross and disgusting we all feel is making it hard to actually be excited about anything.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I don't hate that, by the way, dude.
It's not the worst logic, but I mean, it's been hot before. Like, it's always pretty hot in July. And normally, there used to be thousands of people standing in the heat for practice.
The other thing is, guys, I mean, I'm not going to get political, but we had an assassination attempt on a former president, and the current sitting president just dropped out of the reelection campaign. So I think people's attention is somewhat deviated right now.
So I haven't really thought about that through the context of what we do. I mean, other than certainly
because we're here
last week as we sit here, and I feel like there's probably not as many people as normal listening to us today, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, there is always something going on. And it has been a historical week, clearly. I still think that while every American cares about what has happened in the last week and we're all a part of this historical time, football's the thing that you're still going to check out, like, oh, what's going on at Commander's practice? I think you could kind of walk and chew gum on that, but maybe his point is you only have so many minutes for entertainment in the day, and maybe some of the people that would normally be throwing on their Commander's gear and screaming about training camp are busy finding out who the next VP candidate is on one of the two sides.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say we've you know been football fans through election cycles before. Nothing like this. Obviously, this is pretty crazy and
never been
intense.
A week like this during my lifetime.
This is the longest week in human history. So there's probably something to that. Again, I don't think it's any one thing though. I think there's a lot of factors. Just like we talk about with stadium attendance and people that don't go anymore, and you know the fan base eroding, etc. I don't think there's any one moment. I think everyone's kind of had a I think the answer is yes to all of it, right? Like, I'll wait and see if they're any good, or I'll wait, or I'm not really in, or I'm thinking about something else, or it's too hot. There's a million reasons.
Are you guys experiencing this in your own lives, or no? In terms of, like, what we're perceiving as a little bit less energy than there should be. 800-636-1067. Also, you got to hear this Rivera audio. It'll make you a little bit upset, but I think it'll also make you laugh. It's pretty incredible. We've got it for you on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.